Recording yourself is so powerful. There are three ways you can do that. One, you record yourself when you're alone and you speak because you're simulating an interview or a meeting. So you just take your phone and you record. That's it. And then you listen again. The second way or the second type would be that you have an important meeting coming up and you want to do a dry run. A dry run is when you ask some of the participants of that meeting to test, to try the meeting as if the meeting was happening for real. So you prepare, you do a test to make sure that you are all aligned. Whether it is digitally or physically in both cases, because you all know it's a dry run, which means you are trying to prepare as best as possible for this important meeting or event, people are fine when you say that you want to record this try. And the third type is when you have a real meeting, digitally or physically again, and you ask the person if you could record. You keep things for yourself, it is kept confidential, but you record in order for you to improve yourself, but you can simply say that you want to take notes, and it would be easier for you if you could just record the session. In those three cases, you will see some patterns when you're going to speak. And I'll give you an example. If you watch my videos, the latest one, you will notice that I often say the word important. I will use it a couple of times in each video. So if you see such pattern for yourself, you're like, okay, now let me look into what we call thesaurus on Google, or any ways where you can type on Google to find a synonym, and then you look for synonyms of important. So I could say it's critical, it's essential, it's crucial. Next video, I can focus on that to make sure that instead of saying important again, my mind is going to remember, hey, try to use this one alternative word, critical. Don't have like 10 words in mind. Try to only have one or two to make sure that it's easy for you to actually use those other words. That will only work if you record yourself in one way or another, because then you can see those patterns. For example, the clients I have usually, they will have issues related either to words that do not come to them easily, so they keep blocking and they need to say a sentence in order to explain the word. Or it's going to be related to grammar. They will often do the same mistake. For example, he must to go there. We must to prepare for the meeting. So I will flag that to them so they know that they should rather say he must go there. He must prepare for the meeting. If you want to unblock your professional situation and accelerate things this year, you're welcome to go on mylibertytv.com and click on the top right, Get Started. You will get a free discovery call for us to understand what your situation is, what your ambition is, and what your blockers are. And then we will see if we are a good fit to help you accelerate your career. Have a nice day, and don't forget to be that leader you are meant to be.